It's time for episode 113 of Ron's Update.
I'm at home today. I'm normally at work at the golf course on Wednesdays, but since the weather's been so cold and golfers, I guess, around here are fair weather golfers, nobody's playing golf, so they called me off, which is fine. Gives me a little extra time to do some walking, and I'm going to be running again with Laura this afternoon about 4:30, 4:40 at Stone Mountain. We got in 3 miles yesterday afternoon and had a major malfunction. I've got a Garmin 220 GPS watch, and I plugged it into my computer, and it told me there was an update available, so I went ahead and loaded the update in, and then I forgot all about it. Well, I unplugged my watch to go out to the mountain to run with Laura, and got out there, turned it on, and of course, the update was waiting to be loaded into my watch, so I had to load the update in before I could use the watch. So it loaded, but what it did when it loaded is it wiped out all of my saved workouts, because I do a week's worth of workouts in Garmin Connect and then send them to the watch. And then all I got to do is go to the training section on the watch and pick the workout and go. So we were supposed to run 3 miles and then do 4 20-second pickups with the 2 minutes in between each one at the end of the run. And since it wiped out the workout, we just ran almost 3.5 miles. We didn't do our pickups. So today we're gonna be running 4 miles and do the pickups at the end of the 4 miles. So I've got everything loaded in my watch. Everything's ready to go. It'll be a lot better. And of course, Laura got stuck in traffic yesterday afternoon on the way to the mountain after work, so she got there later. So by the time we finished our run, it was dark. And we started out on the run. We ran down by the lawn in front of the carving where they've got the big snow slide set up. And I think this is the first time that it's been cold enough that the snow wouldn't melt on that thing. But anyway, we ran down through there and into the woods and on the trail. So we got a little bit of a trail run in. I mean, we're only talking a half mile, maybe a little bit more, but in the half mile range. And then we came out on the pavement and ran. And by the time we turned around to come back, it was getting dark. So there was no sense trying to run back on the trail again. So we got our run in, and it all worked out fine, even though my Garmin erased my workout that I wanted to do. So we'll start over again today. But before that happens, I'm planning on going down to Lilburn Park and do a little bit of a walk. Yesterday, I was going to do a 3 mile run with a little bit of intervals afterwards, and things didn't work out like I'd planned, but I did manage to get in a 2.25 mile walk over at Mountain Park, and I took a Instagram photo of the entrance to the trail. So if you want to see what the start of the trail looks like, go to Instagram and check it out. It's not a very long trail. It's probably, probably less than a half mile, but I just throw it into the loop that I walk. That's a fairly small park. It's got a exercise track or path, paved path, you want to call it, that's a mile, not an oval, but, you know, a winding mile. And you can veer off of the paved path and go back in the woods and walk on the trail. So that's what I do. And I managed
to zigzag through that park for a little over 2 miles without having to duplicate my route. So I like to go over there if I get a chance in the afternoon, just if I can't run, but I can get a walk in. And the reason I say, you know, I can't run here a plane, that I can't run is it's just that I've got my street clothes on and I happen to be going by the park in my car, and I go, well, I'll just stop by and take a walk while I'm here. Because by the time I got home from where I, you know, it would be getting dark and I didn't want to have to get home, change clothes, drive back over to some other place to run. It takes too much time, so I just get out of the car and take a walk and get it over with and then hop in, continue on my journey. So that's what I do, and that's what I did yesterday. Hopefully today, with this, let me back up. My plan was on Monday to run 3 miles to make up for the 3 I lost on Sunday. So that didn't happen, but I did get that 2.5 mile walk in. So today, which is Tuesday, I'm planning on doing 3 mile run, which I hadn't planned on doing. So I'm going to do hopefully 3 today, 3 tomorrow, and then probably 4 on Thursday. I'm not sure. I have to see what my schedule says. And then I'll be back up to date on my training schedule. Hopefully. I'm working at Enterprise today driving cars, and there's a possibility that we'll get off early. If we get off early, then I can for sure run in the afternoon. I plan on running with Laura if she's going to run today. I'll have to give her a call and find out for sure. I am 1 day behind on my 10K program right now. Last week, I was going to run on Sunday. I switched my Saturday and Sunday runs because Sunday was going to be a rainy day, and I wanted to get my long run in, so I ran it on Saturday, which left me with a 3 mile run to do on Sunday. But the weather was so nasty on Sunday, I never ran at all. And when I finally decided I was going to run, was just about the time the bottom fell out, and it was just a torrential downpour. So I just scrapped that run and decided what I would do would be move it to this week. And I was planning on running it last Monday. This is Wednesday right now. I was going to run it on Monday. Well, things didn't work out on Monday either, not because of the weather, just because of timing. Okay, Tuesday. I'll make it up on Tuesday. How's that? Well, I worked at Enterprise on Tuesday, and we worked late, so I didn't get a chance to run on Tuesday either. I mean, I could have gone out and run in the dark, you know, about 8 o'clock at night, but I didn't want to do that. So then I said, okay, what I think I'll do is I'll just scrap that makeup day and I'll just start this week. So today was a 3 mile run for this week, which I did do. I did it on the trail and fairly slow. I mean, I averaged probably 14:30 pace chugging along on the trail. It's kind of, this is late in the afternoon, so it's not that light on the trail. So, you know, just chugging along, trying to stay upright is the main problem. So that's what I did, as I just chugged along. And then once I got my 3 mile run in, I had 4 20-second pickups where I ran hard for 20 seconds that with a 2-minute walk or jog in between. So I did get that in there. So I ended up with a 3.5 mile run today. So I consider myself back on schedule, except for the 3 miles that I missed. And if I can, eventually I'll get that 3 miles back somewhere. I don't know how. So tomorrow is Thanksgiving. So I hope to get another run in tomorrow morning before Thanksgiving afternoon meal, because after I have Thanksgiving, you'll be able, I can write that off, because you know I'm not going to run after I eat Thanksgiving dinner. That's just not going to happen. So I plan on getting up tomorrow morning early and going out and run, get that run in. And then I don't know if I'll run on Friday or not. I have, I think, a 3 miler with some pickups on Saturday scheduled, and I think I've got a 7 miler on Sunday scheduled. So depending on the weather for the weekend, I have a tendency, if Sunday's going to be a good day, then I just leave it alone. But if Sunday's forecast is really lousy, I have a tendency to swap my long run and my short run, because I'd rather miss a short one than a long one. So that's up to date on what I've been doing running-wise for the past week or so. It's been fairly decent weather except last Sunday. That was the only day it just really poured down rain and was nasty. Temperature-wise, weather-wise, it hadn't been too bad. I mean, right now I'm out at Stone Mountain sitting in my car talking to you. And it's 57 degrees, and let's see what time it is. It's 5:34, and it's almost dark. Well, where I'm sitting, it's almost dark, because I'm sitting kind of where the trees are. So what else do we have to talk about? I guess that's about it. So I think what I'm going to do is just shut this recorder off and send out a little update. See you next time. Out.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in, and be sure to subscribe.